than everything.
To be a Christian, then, is to see Christ in everyone and in everything. Everything visible is out of God pouring God's self into it. Christ is where the ordinary matter and experience meet. Christ is in you now. Yet, how do we accept the invitation to come see and follow me, as we heard in our scripture? Now, people are invited in many ways to follow Jesus. We've witnessed in our scripture this morning that John the Baptist was with two of his disciples when they noticed Jesus. And John says, "Look, the Lamb of God." Andrew and the other disciple, without being invited, just start following Jesus along. They just tag along. And I don't know what John the Baptist did. We don't hear what he did. But then Andrew, he goes and tells his brother Simon Peter, who then becomes Peter. He evangelizes, Andrew does, shares the invitation to Peter. And you notice still in scripture, Jesus doesn't tell them to come and follow him yet. There's no instruction. It's not until Philip when Jesus says, "Follow me." Philip is so moved and believes that he runs off to get Nathanael. And Nathanael becomes a disciple by hearing what Jesus has to say to someone else about him. These men neither hear about Jesus, or have a personal encounter with Jesus, and so they begin following Christ. I invite you to think for a moment. When were you invited to follow Christ? Was it an altar call from days gone by? That's my background. Was it an invitation by a friend or a family member? Was it during a time when you hit rock bottom? Or were you like Mackenzie, and from birth, you were brought up in love, support, and care, and invited to follow Jesus? Sometimes people fall into the trap of thinking after they've decided to follow Christ that it's a one-and-done thing. Did it, I was 12 years old, answered the altar call, baptized, followed Jesus, done. If only it were that easy. It's not a one-time process. It's a continually day after day decision. John the Baptist, his disciples saw Jesus, and Jesus doesn't tell them to be disciples, but he says, "Come and see. Come and see. Follow me." Following Christ is not like the old trip tickets, you know, from AAA. Does anybody remember those? Where they were spiral bound at the top and it highlighted your, you know, Route 95, and then you could open it up and it had like the exit you could take to get to the restaurant or to the hotel. Very nice and easy laid out for you. It didn't yell at you when you took a wrong turn. I remember as a child being the one to hold the trip ticket while my mom drove to Tennessee. Following, okay, make sure she doesn't miss the turn, make exit number 1 to 78 or whatever it was. Yeah, there's no roadmap. Following Jesus is making decisions day after day, moment after moment, all along the way. But Jesus is showing us how. Jesus says, "Come and see. Come and see what it means to grow closer to God. Come and see what it means to enhance that Christ light that is already within you, that divine light, just like Jesus. Come and see what it feels like. Come and see what it means. Come, see, and follow me." Following Jesus, we have to do spiritual practices, ways that we intentionally grow closer to God. And Jesus taught and showed us so many spiritual practices. When we develop our spiritual core, we do this by doing spiritual practices, intentionally choosing ways to grow closer to God. That enhances the Christ light within us. And by participating in spiritual practices, we choose to follow God. Now, Jesus demonstrated a ton of spiritual practices. What spiritual practices are you currently cultivating or growing in your life? Jesus took time to meditate, time in prayer, whether it's spoken, written, walking prayer. How about the spiritual practice of Sabbath, the commandment of Sabbath? After all, Sabbath was the first thing in the book of Genesis that God calls holy. Are you taking time for Sabbath? When we choose to spend our time in spiritual practices, we choose to recognize the Christ light within us, our own divinity. And we choose to follow Jesus and follow God by saying yes to something. And whenever you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. What does it mean to come and see, to follow me? Are you choosing God in your decisions? Are you choosing to see Christ in everything and in everyone? Are you choosing to see God all around you? Are you growing closer to God? Are you following Jesus and flaming that inner divine light? And so here's the thing about Jesus and the resurrection story. It's not just Jesus's story. It's our own story as well. It's God's story. We see resurrection happening all the time if we just open our eyes and our minds to it. I love this time of year because it is resurrection. The leaves outside this building are turning green to yellow, orange, and red. The leaves are so beautiful, and as we know, people come from all over to New England to be leaf peepers and look at the pretty foliage. But what the leaves are doing is they're actually letting go. They're dying. They're letting go, they're dying so that they might fall to the ground, decompose, and then provide nutrients to be part of a rebirth. Following Jesus is a letting go. There is a dying. It is a rebirth. The Ruizes in the Fifth Agreement called this awareness our domestication and called the rebirth living into a new dream. Now, I know it's hard to follow, to choose God all the time. It's hard to choose to walk in the way of Christ every moment of the day, to be loving and kind, to be impeccable with our words, the way of not taking anything personally, not making assumptions, always doing our best and being curious, but learning to listen. It's hard to follow Jesus, to follow God all the time. It's a practice, and life is a practice, and you are what you practice. Every choice we make is either a choice to follow God or a choice not to. Are we walking in the way of non-judgment? Are we showing our priorities by the way that we spend our resources, whether it's at home or here in our faith community? I used to tell my health and wellness students when I taught at Salem State University that every purchase they made at the grocery store was a vote for that item. You're voting for organic produce to be continually grown. You're voting for sustainably packaged products. Your votes are how you spend your money. Every way we use our money is an influence to what is produced, and what we purchase speaks to what we value. Each action, each decision, each word we speak is a choice. What we choose to do, say, and follow reflects what we value. Christ is calling us to come and see, to follow me, grow closer to God, Jesus is calling. And as Richard Rohr states, God loves things by uniting with them, not by excluding them. Christ is God, and Jesus grow that Christ light that is inside. Because not only will it make you have a happier life and more fulfilling, but it also will spread out to others. You will be living into the truth. You will be the truth. And as the Ruizes state, the truth doesn't need you to believe it. The truth simply is, and it survives whether you believe it or not. The truth is, to be Christian, then it is to see Christ in everyone and in everything. So friends, now let us bring our musicians back up and let us rise in body and spirit to say, if you say, go. Let us rise in body and spirit. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Here we go.
If you say go, we will go. If you say wait, we will wait. If you say step out on the water, and they say fix our eyes on you and we will come.
Please be seated. Would you all please join me in the spirit of prayer? Holy God, who is ever present, who is as close to us as our breath, and who is as distant as the furthest star. God, we pray to you this day for people who are dealing with COVID, who are sick at home or sick in the hospital. And although we are 2 years into this pandemic, we know that it is still with us and we are continually modifying our lives. But we continue to pray for those who are ill and for those who take care of them. And we thank you that illnesses might be less severe. And we thank you for all the hardworking of healthcare professionals who've been relentless during this past several years. God, we also pray for those who are in the hospital for other reasons, whether it be pneumonia or weakness, whatever it might be. God, we pray that you be with them who are in our community and who are in our hearts, that you help them heal, grow strong, and feel better. God, we thank you for all of the members here at the church who have worked so relentlessly and tirelessly and who are in steady preparations for the church fair where we will welcome the wider community in. God, we thank you for all the many volunteers and volunteer hours that go into making such an event. And God, we thank you for the Habitat kickoff event, which was last week, for the 3 single moms with children who were selected to be the home purchasers. We pray that they might be surrounded with love and support, and that we might be able to care for them and grow with them on this journey. And God, we lift up in the silence prayers that we hold close to our hearts, knowing that you hear them all. Holy One, we thank you for always hearing our prayers. And may we be answers to these prayers. May we be your hands and feet and hearts in action. For as we follow the way that Christ showed us, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, trust that God hears your prayers. And now, as we conclude our worshiping together, let us rise one more time in body or spirit for the closing song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, number 344 in the blue hymnal, as well as on the wall. And now, friends, may God bless you. May you feel that Christ-light growing within you, and may you be guided by the Holy Spirit all along your ways. Amen.